Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
We have to actually talk about the show now, or eventually, after this song leads the way.
So inspirational.
I feel like I need to give you a moment before we start. So, for those of you who are joining us, we are kind of changing this week. Yes, we are here for Popcorn Talk's Box Office Breakdown. We're going to talk about the box office. We're going to talk about the international numbers. But mostly, we're going to talk about the inspiration of this music. Do you want to introduce what the week's focus is, boys?
Man, this song gets me pumped up.
How can you not get pumped up?
It's just unbelievable. Conti smacked this out of the park. I think it's the best score of all time.
I'm with you. I think it's the best of all time. It beats Star Wars, Indiana
everything.
Jones.
Just smokes everything.
Smokes everything.
It's the best movie of all
not
time.
Not going to agree with that. Not going to agree with most of that. But you know what? I'm glad you're happy. And then
yes, we're very happy.
You look very Adrian. That's beautiful.
This is called I'm a Team Player, and you both fail. This is how this show started. Yeah. We have been talking about how we were going to talk about Mr. Sylvester Stallone, how we're going to be talking about Creed, how most likely that's going to lead into a bunch of just Rocky and such discussion. And so I was being a team player and was told to wear a certain outfit that was in the resemblance of Adrian. And I was told that everyone else would also be playing along with me.
JT's a little
Look
sick.
Look who gets up.
I was sick the last few days, so I didn't get a chance to go out buy. I did go on eBay and look for...
You aren't true fans and you don't already own them?
I went on eBay and looked for a straight-up Tommy Gunn blue jacket, blazer.
Ooh, that would have been amazing.
Adidas. Like, I was going to have bought the whole uniform. I couldn't find anything.
Like
I
did a mullet wig?
Yes, I was going to wear the mullet wig and everything. But I did wear the Rocky shirt that I wore to the Creed premiere.
If you guys want me to take my shirt off, I'll do it.
No, it's okay.
No, sadly,
but, yeah.
I even had a, like, gray tracksuit. I should just...
You should have gave me the gray tracksuit. I was at a wedding yesterday.
I was in Vegas.
You were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I drove to and from Vegas in a 30-hour period by myself.
Wow. You went to the actual fight?
No. I didn't go to the actual fight.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I did watch the fight.
Nice. Well, I like that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a rough weekend.
Anybody that follows you and me on Twitter would have, or Facebook, or has a, you know, any sort of
format
that we of social media will know that me and Finstock went to the Creed premiere last Thursday.
Like Finstock and I went to the Creed premiere.
Yes, that's why.
Sorry, proper English. So yes, we went to the actual premiere at the Westwood Village near USC, and luckily, thanks to this man, I was able to kind of sneak my way into the after party.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to be bitter today because, once again, I wasn't invited.
It was really fun.
I barely made it, by the way.
So I'm sitting there. It was star-studded. So I'm sitting there with a couple of bosses and things like that. Not Boss Turner, but a couple of other bosses.
Yeah.
And shout out to Boss Turner for, once again, getting 5 for 5. Same with Kristen. Same with JTE.
These guys dialed in. Mm-hmm. Turner. But so anyway, Arnold walks in and sits right in front of me, Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
He was like clapping. Stallone came up to him and said something. I couldn't hear what it was. So I'm sitting there and I hear some English guy talking to one of my bosses. And he's kneeling down and I'm like, let me look over here and see who this is. And it was Christopher Nolan there. So he's like, my boss is like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm a big Rocky fan. He goes, I'm here to watch the movie.
He is the best.
He's like, hey, Tom, this is my buddy Chris. I'm like, hey, Chris, how's it going? He's like, hey, Tom, how you doing? I'm like, wow. I think that was Christopher Nolan. It was pretty
Nolan,
wild.
Boom.
So who's the bigger Rocky fan?
It's tough. I mean, I won the trivia battle, so I don't know. You can base it on that.
This is what I say. I think I know Stallone's complete filmography more than you, but you know Rocky probably more than me.
Yeah, because I lived
See
it.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, like,
because
but it's close.
Tom over there puts Rocky above all else.
Yeah.
It is
He's
like
number one of all time.
And you put it where?
It's usually my number one.
It's the best movie of all time.
When I always say,
do you ever change your mind? Does anything ever overcome it?
No.
What I feel is,
oh, okay.
If it wavers, of my number one, then I go back and watch it again to justify that it's still the best.
The thing is, like, I always give, like, my top five favorite movies of all time, and there's always two or three movies that will never leave that list.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's always, like, the four and five will maybe switch depending on, you know, what's going on with me lately, or since I've last revisited. But the ones that always make my top five are usually, like, Braveheart, One Flew of the Cuckoo's Nest, and Rocky. Those three will always be in my top five, and probably The Godfather.
Rocky, Boogie Nights, and like Raging Bull are mine. Like, and they're always in that. And Teen Wolf, obviously.
Well, we will get more into this discussion, but we do have to do a bit. I know there are more winners out there than just Kristen and Boss Turner, but someone, not going to point too many fingers, hasn't sent in the winners list.
He was white water rafting this week.
So we will give you another shout out next week. Sorry, guys, but thank you so much for interacting with us and giving JT answers, which is why he wins.
Yes. I gave my answers before we called.
Let's get into what this weekend did. The top five ended with Secret in Their Eyes, bringing in $6.6 million at over 2,000 theaters.
That's what I predicted. I predicted right around six.
I think that it's not good. It's not great. It's pretty bad.
You saw it.
No.
Oh, okay. It's a remake of
You mean
great
money
film.
Wise?
Money wise.
Yeah, yeah. That's they wanted 10. You know.
Of course, when they were making this and they pulled Julia Roberts on board, and they were pulling. I always forget how to say his name.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
No,
Ejiofor.
I forgot how to pronounce it. When you pull these actors who have such a caliber and like are well known on board, you are expecting more than. Definitely more than $6 million. But you look at this past month, you look at the whole year, even when we started with, I mean, from the get-go in January, where you had, like, what was that movie? Black Hat.
Came out this year? Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, the beginning of the year.
We've just constantly seen a couple of these bombs. This one, though, did make the top five. And then it gave up the fourth spot to The Night Before, bringing in only $10 million.
This is a big disappointment.
Yeah, projections.
For you, yes.
Yeah, for me.
Projections in general were supposed to be closer to 17 for this.
20. I thought I was going to do 20. I think this movie was the funniest movie I saw this whole year.
Wow.
It's rated R, I guess. I don't know. You know, Hunger Games, maybe that's the audience there. Girls wanted to go, and the guys were like, I want to go see The Night Before. They're like, no, we got to see Hunger Games.
You could also put off watching The Night Before till closer to Christmas season.
Yeah. I think it'll stick. I think this movie will do 60 domestic.
It might have some legs.
I saw it, too. I saw it this weekend.
What'd you think of the texting, the shots? It's really funny.
What did I think of those? What do you mean?
What'd you think of it? What'd you think of
picture? The picture?
Yeah,
I don't know what exactly you're talking about.
What did you think about the,
Yeah, we're going to move on. You know, this is supposed to be, we're supposed to talk about movies, not specific pictures.
I send a pic once a month to everybody in my contacts.
Everyone watched the movie. Everyone know what he's talking about.
What is this?
But the movie gets better as you watch it.
Yeah, I
would say
agree with you.
The first quarter, if not the first third, you're kind of like, oh, these people are pushing a little too hard to make this funny.
It's really
and
goofy.
Then it kind of fits into its. It gets comfortable.
Yeah, the tone shifts a little bit. Like, I'm like, all right,
but
is this supposed
better.
To be like.
At least it gets better and not worse.
That's true.
Because by the end, you are laughing. Mm-hmm. The laughs do come. It's better than at least starting really strong and then being like, oh, why am I still sitting here?
Somebody sunned it, though. Michael Shannon,
Michael Shannon was the best thing in the whole movie.
He is the best.
He's
like,
so
that
good.
Was I was expecting like a Danny McBride or like a Cat Williams or something. Yeah. Then I seen him and I was like, can he knock this out? First word out of his mouth, I was like, John, he got it. He nailed it.
So The Night Before did come out in fourth this week. Yeah. The third with Peanuts, the movie bringing in another $12 million, almost $13 million, and Spectre taking number two, dropping 57% down to $14.6 million, and of course the number one spot going to The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2, bringing in $101 million.
4,000 theaters plus. That's a lot.
Wow, and that's less than people were expecting. Like, I think we all had it around 120, right?
Yes. Well, the last one made over 125 opening weekend. This, I believe, is one of the lowest openings they've ever had in their franchise.
I think it is lowest.
I believe it actually is, too. We will get actuals tomorrow, but they're not going
to
change that much.
Not to shake a stick at, but still.
No, and it... The franchise itself has just made so much money. Mm-hmm. You're talking about part one and part two. The budget combined was around $285-300 million.
Oh, they're fine, then.
Oh, they're more than fine. They've been doing great.
It's going to do $1 billion in China alone, probably.
But no, but that's the difference. I believe it's opened in China already, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
which is a lot different, because the last Mockingjay Part 1, which still opened higher than this, it didn't open in China. It didn't open in China for weeks. They already have China on board for this run, but that's not affecting domestic numbers. But that's no surprise with the number one spot.
You saw this or no?
Not yet. I'm seeing it tomorrow.
You saw this?
No.
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
I did see it. For me, this Hunger Games series peaked at part two.
Catching fire.
Yeah, and I also think, I totally understand on a financial, it was so smart for them to break this movie up into two, because they're going to make buttloads of money. But watching part one and two now, I feel like that could have been one film.
Oh, 100%.
And I think it would have been a much better film overall, because I think neither of these separately really feel satisfying.
It's a cash grab.
Is there a really big difference? Like,
no, the tones for three and four actually are much different than one and two, I feel like. I mean, the tone's there.
No, but maybe that's why they separated them. I'm asking if you're looking at.
For one reason, money.
Yeah, money.
I know. But I'm hoping that at least if you're going to separate it, it's because you're going to give me something different. And it's not that I should just take an intermission and it should be one movie.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. It suffers the Rocky Five problem.
Rocky comparison number one.
Hunger Games. I go to Rocky. I know there's going to be a lot of build up, and then there's going to be a great fight at the end. When I saw Hunger Games, I was like, all right, good build up. Then you had the games. Part two, up the ante. It was like Rocky Four. Everything's there. They're hyping it up more. There's more, like, you know, social media. Everyone's just like fire dresses. And then the Hunger Games were freaking awesome. And then you get three and four, which is Mockingjay 1 and 2, and there's no Hunger Games.
Yeah, two was
and
good.
It's like Rocky Five. There's no boxing match.
Yeah, no.
You're just like
fighting the street.
I need Hunger Games.
You're at about, I'm going to give that roughly four comparisons.
That was a good one, though, right?
Yes, I like that one.
Okay, well, yeah.
I'm just saying, when I go see Hunger
it'll
Games,
it'll be allowed. You'll allow some Rocky references if it applies to what we're talking about.
That's true. You know what? We're mentioning here Spotlight.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
Up 166%. I mean, it's in top eight. I mean, I like the way they're doing this. You know, putting in a couple of theaters. More. I think this movie can stick around. I think it's going to be nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah, it's definitely got some nomination buzz. Also, we're going to expand the talk to what's going on with the rest of the charts. Number 33, or the 33, dropped down. Dropped 61%.
It's not good for the company.
2.2 million. That's not great. But on the other hand, Carol was only in four theaters and was getting an average of $62,000 per theater.
Yeah, really
that
good.
Is having a huge Oscar buzz. I know one... Congratulations.
Yeah.
I know that one article came out that was saying that this could be a really competitive year for Best Actress nominations. We normally get that for Best Actor. That's normally where it's competitive. But they're
Tessa
saying
Tessa Thompson from Creed.
Brie Larson.
She'll get one.
Brie Larson from Room will get nominated. That movie was fantastic.
Yeah.
We will see, but that's what the buzz is. So Carol is catching ears. We'll see, though, because even though that's a really strong opening... Oh, we have a puppy.
Yeah.
There's a puppy in the room.
Hey.
And...
Quit.
It's all right, guys. We're safe and sound. The puppy was... We have been brought...
It's a chihuahua.
We are here. Yeah. We are able to talk to you guys because we have absolutely... For free, because we have wonderful sponsors, one of which is Casper, who we've talked about
the
before.
Friendly ghost.
Oh, the best.
No.
Oh, the mattresses.
The mattresses.
Yeah, I have one in my house.
You're going to
you
sleep like
now?
A ghost.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
Women like it. Everybody likes it.
We'll remind you, Casper is a fantastic company because they cut out the middleman. So they allow for you to have quality mattresses without the high cost. So their mattresses are made of a latex foam and memory foam conjunction. And instead of paying like $1,500 for a mattress, you can get a twin for about $500, up to a king size mattress for about $950.
What about a California king? That's all I sleep on.
We'll send in notes. We'll find out. We'll contact them and see. But you go to www.casper.com. So you can get a great deal. And on top of that, if you type in the promo code BOX, or you type /BOX, that's for us, Box Office Breakdown, you get $50 off. So that's a special offer just for you guys. And the best part about Casper is not only are they make it's a quality mattress that's less expensive, but you get to test it out. You get to test out their mattresses for 100 days.
I did it.
100 days. And that's easy delivery, free returns. This isn't you go into a store, try out a mattress for 10 minutes and hope that you like it for the next 10 years.
They delivered mine. And two chicks came in bikinis and delivered it.
That was probably special because you're on the show.
Yeah.
Don't expect that from them. I can't make any promises.
Yeah.
But Casper really is out there for the customer. They want you to have a nice sleep. Mm-hmm. So try out their mattress. Fall in love with it. Again, that's www.casper.com/VOX for us here. Get yourself that $50 discount.
Talking coma level sleep.
Yeah. Like, it's coma stuff.
But
it's
you will wake up.
You will wake up.
You will wake up.
But like, unless you got a shoddy nurse or something.
So maybe we'll get bikinis. We'll see. So back to the numbers.
International.
Yes, let's go around the world a little bit. The Hunger Games got a grand global send-off this weekend as the final film in the mega-grossing series racked up $247 million
That's a lot of money.
Worldwide. Mockingjay Part 2 bowed in 87 international markets and in 32,500 screens.
Jeez, what?
Making
worldwide.
Yes.
Oh.
Making it the widest day and date release of the year. Hmm. And the most ambitious in the history of Lionsgate, which is the studio behind the series.
Get that money.
Roughly 146 million of its total came from foreign territories.
That's China.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think actually China only brought in about it's not on here, but I wanted to say it wasn't as high.
Because they're all still seeing A Journey for Anthony.
Exactly, of course.
You know, A Journey Through Time for Anthony. And they're like, what do I want to see here? A Journey Through Time for Anthony or Hunger Games?
Do you watch the trailer for that?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. 7 minutes long.
You almost watch the whole movie. It's the best. He goes, there's whales surfacing. He's like eating food. He's doing nothing. He's hanging out. It's the best. Yeah, it's the best.
Well, Spectre added another $65.7 million to its haul. And that's in 92 markets now. So global total for that going to $681.4 million. So that's second place, though, on the foreign charts. The latest James Bond adventure did fall steeply in its second week of release in China, free falling 77% to 12.8.
Journey.
It's not that good in the movie. That's why. I mean, Skyfall was fantastic.
The amount of people I'm now hearing being like, oh, we're giving up Daniel Craig and going over to Mission Impossible. Yeah. Like, that reference is everywhere.
I mean, a lot of people were saying, like, the plots were very similar between Spectre and Mission Impossible, these last two films.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mission Impossible just killed it this year. And Spectre was just such a disappointment. And I think Skyfall, the reason why it became Billion Dollar Movie is because, it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think this one, it still might get close to a billion, but the way it's dropping off here is not.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
It'll be tough.
That is not dropping. That is plummeting.
That's plummeting.
That's plummeting.
It might end up at like an 8 something.
All right. In third place, Taiwanese romance Our Times snagged $12 million.
Jesus.
Yes. Well, in fourth place, South Korean thriller Inside Men.
Yeah.
Nabbed $10.2 million.
What do you think Inside Men's about?
I don't want to know. I don't really want to know about that.
We're going to keep going.
Yeah.
The top five was rounded out by The Transporter Refueled.
Oh, God.
Who knew that was still on the market?
Yeah, what a horrible,
which added $9.8 million towards $58 million global gross.
Where the hell would make that money?
I don't know. It was horrible. I saw it.
This was months ago.
I got the movie.
It feels like months ago, at least.
Yeah.
I got the movie passed, and I was like trying it out, so I went and saw it. And it was literally like the whole time in the theater, I'm thinking, should I leave? No, I'll stay. Maybe the next scene will be better.
Girls like it because this guy's in it.
If the seats weren't so comfortable, I probably would have left. Because I saw it when it was like nice.
It's a terrible film.
It's the worst.
But we're getting better ones now. I mean,
yes.
Hunger Games is not a great movie, but audience is saying like 78% on Rotten Tomatoes. Carol right now has 94 for critics percentage, but it only has 80 for audience.
Creed should be 100.
Creed, I don't think
we'll
is up
where it's
yet.
At.
It's going
to
be
so
100.
We will have to see. Is that your recommendation? 100% for Creed?
Are you talking on Rotten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right now it's at 88%.
88.
Is that just critics? Is the audience
That's
up?
Just critics.
Yeah.
That's
Rocky 1's like 97% or something like that. Like, it's just phenomenal.
There's like three critics who didn't
Where does
like
this... Okay,
now.
You both have seen
Stallone
Creed.
Killed the people
Now,
like
where
it.
Does Creed fall
I
want
to wait till we
list.
Get to the preview section, and then yeah. we will give our review for the movie.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to go in-depth.
Yeah, and...
In-depth, so do I need to leave you like no. a 10-minute section?
You can go pet the dog over there for a little bit.
I will say there's...
We'll keep the camera on you, though.
There's about three people... I think in Rotten Tomatoes that didn't give it positive, but they're not like negative reviews. They're just yeah. like yada yada yada. I think they're okay. commies.
Yeah, they're
gotta be.
They're, what'd they're you
on,
just say?
They're commies.
They're could be communist.
They're on the red list. The
you need
list.
To go watch Trumbo and read yep. your definition straight.
Maybe he's just well read.
All right, let's get into a little game? Bit about your guys' favorite person because it's the inspiration for so much. We have a song that normally introduces this section for the international titles game.
Break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for the international title game.
Yes, yes, you, Pompiero! Yes, yes!
He's coaching, and there's a baby. Is there a baby? What was the Woo. Baby?
Let me know what happened here. The second sound is, in fact, Drago.
Yes.
Drago from Rocky IV.
Yes, that's another
I
Rocky
I was Stallone
reference.
Holding Apollo Creed's dead body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'm in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like, I'm coming for you, Drago.
Yeah, he looks up.
Okay.
And there's sweat beating off of Drago.
Yep. All right, fine.
He's wearing a Boss shirt.
Shirt is Boss.
Yeah, it's from Boss Turner.
Yeah, of course.
His apparel.
So I've heard you have something special for us today.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's obviously Sly Stallone for mm-hmm. movie title. There's eight of them, actually.
Oh. Yeah. Holy moly.
Yeah, and they're, you know, because why not, you know?
So does that mean I get to pick two?
Yeah, you can pick two.
Okay,
you
and how many are false? Two.
There's one false.
Okay.
Yep.
All right,
this is not his best movie, but it wasn't bad.
There are a lot of not his best movies
Stop
in his repertoire.
Or My Mom Will Shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Mother Granville. Okay. The Specialist.
Best.
Stallone, Sharon Stone, Antonio Banderas. No, that was Assassins.
No, not Assassins.
Yeah.
you're thinking of Eric Roberts.
Right. Devil Expert.
Ooh, no, that's a Schwarzenegger line, though. Okay.
You surprised? Rambo 3. Mm. The First Drop of Blood.
That makes no sense.
Bullet to the Head.
Yes.
Number One Destination.
That's one title?
Yep.
Number One Destination.
Get Carter.
Yep.
Great Sylvester Stallone. Open to Kill.
I want that one to be true.
Escape Plan. Devil in Steel Grave.
That one I believe is.
I do too.
Arnold's in that one.
Rocky Balboa. Rocky Amistad. Okay.
What?
Yeah. Over the Top. Beyond Britain.
What? Beyond Britain?
Yeah.
What was the first double one?
Devil Export?
Devil Expert.
I'm going to say that one is wrong.
That's what I wrote.
Okay. Yeah, really?
What's the first one?
Is Mother Granville.
Can you repeat just the... Just the title parts?
Mm-hmm. Mother Granville.
Okay.
Devil Expert.
Okay.
The First Drop of Blood. Number One Destination. Great Sylvester Stallone, Open to Kill. Devil in a Steel Grave. Rocky Amistad. And Beyond Britain.
I'm going to say... I get two guesses, right? So I'm going to say the first devil one. The Devil Specialist.
Okay.
Then I'll go...
Devil Expert.
I'll go... I guess I'll go, what's the one before Over the Top?
It is Rocky Amistad.
Yeah, let's go that one. I can't believe that one.
I was going to pick that one.
Go ahead. I mean.
If you're going to pick that one, I'm going to pick Great Sylvester Stallone, whatever. And Mother Granville.
Okay.
Oh, for software washing. Okay.
Okay.
Let the engineer. You want a shot, engineer?
Sure. I'll do the first one and the third one.
Okay, so Mother Granville.
And the first drop of blood.
Okay.
That
doesn't
matter. Is that the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that I was thinking of the one where... Oh, shoot. What was the second one?
Devil Expert.
Mother Granville, Devil Expert, The First Drop of Blood, Number One Destination, Great, so blah, 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 Devil in Steel Grave, Rocky Amistad, or Beyond Britain.
I don't know what they got.
You know what? I'll do Rocky Amistad.
Okay.
Yes. First one.
Well, you guys should have stuck with the first one that you had, Jonathan.
What was it?
The first drop
the
of blood.
First drop of blood.
Damn. It doesn't make sense, but I thought it was like...
It's not that. Rocky Amistad's real. I don't know what that means.
I know he
wasn't on a ship in slave times. So I don't know what he was up to. But I guess they must have been like, you know what?
So nobody won?
Nobody won.
So
would've.
He won.
Yes, no, Stallone would've. Won.
Stallone won, obviously.
Stallone won.
That's correct.
Oh, goodness. And he gets to win more because he gets a whole nother section devoted to him today.
Yes.
We're doing his top five grossing films.
The $1 billion moneymaker.
Yes. Yeah, he's over a billion.
Yeah.
Like a lot. Like
I don't think it's a lot.
He's over a lot.
He's over like...
Rocky's a whole franchise.
Rocky alone is worth it. Yeah.
But I don't think it's like a high billions.
It might be like two.
It doesn't make a difference. It's a billion.
It might be 2 billion.
You know what's not cool?
There's a lot of movies.
It's cool, million. You know what's really cool? A billion. That's what Rocky did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rocky itself did $400 million in adjusted gross.
Mm-hmm. Oh, are we talking about fully? Okay, let's talk about these adjusted numbers and putting these in order. Number five is going to Demolition Man.
Yes.
Adjusted numbers, $116.9 million. That's the bottom of his list.
Yeah, I mean, you're already in the 100 mils. We saw Wesley Snipes at the after party.
Absolutely.
And at the screening, so that was awesome. I almost wanted to be like, Simon Phoenix!
Yeah, he's...
Do you just reference actors by their...
Yeah, Wesley was there hanging out. He threw like a couple of kicks at people. It was pretty great.
I was going to be like, always been on black.
You know, the crazy part about it was, you know, Wesley was set to do Major League 2, but he couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what's his name? Took it, Omar Epps. But when Wesley was in tax trouble... Right, he had no money. Guess who bailed him out? Stallone.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
This is also could be renamed, instead of the five Stallone top grossing movies, this could be named Fun Facts About Stallone That Put Him In Like the Highest Glory.
Yeah. But let us just say, Demolition Man's a great action movie from the 90s that still holds up today.
You know what? It is a really good movie.
Yeah. Very fun. It's a great action comedy, which Stallone didn't do a lot of.
No.
This was one of the good ones.
Didn't Sandra Bullock do Full Frontal movie in that? No. Well, I don't know what movie that was.
I don't know.
I don't think she's ever done.
Moving up to, he's number four, Tango and Cash, $126.5 million.
It's a great movie.
Great team up. Kurt Russell, Stallone.
Yep. Isn't Terry Hatcher in this?
Terry Hatcher was in this.
Smoking hot back then.
Yeah,
Jesus,
so
she was
good.
Hot. Not then she went and got like anorexia or something.
This is where Stallone was trying to...
She's still very pretty.
She's very pretty.
He was playing against the whole Rambo thing, and he wore, like, glasses. He was playing the stocks.
Yep.
And there's a role in the very beginning where he shoots a tanker.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what do you think you are, Rambo?
Yeah.
He goes, Rambo's a pussy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, when you could, like, just... That's like Vin Diesel talking about his character in Fast and Furious in another movie.
Right.
Like, it's just... It doesn't happen very often.
It's a fantastic name. Barry Sonnenfeld was the film's original director, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, a photography. He was just,
but
he was fired by Stallone, who felt he wasn't lighting him right to his satisfaction.
Well,
he didn't like
where
it.
Where do you find these things?
I'm just saying.
Like, I don't understand where you find. Do you just like have you just like kept them over the years? Do you have just like a folder on him?
Just a fountain of useless
Stallone
information.
Stallone has a lot of muscle definition. You have to know how to light that.
Yeah, he has very. He's
you want the shadows
right.
under the
find in his face.
Cliff.
Swayze was supposed to be.
Oh, Russell?
Russell,
oh,
yeah.
I'm glad Russell did.
Yeah, but Swayze did Real
great
House
movie.
Instead.
Cliffhanger takes the number third spot with 169 adjusted.
Die Hard on a Mountain.
Yep.
That's what it is, Die Hard on a Mountain. And this is actually Stallone where he's not playing somebody who's an expert in guns or weapons.
Yep.
He's kind of more...
He's a climbing expert.
He's a climbing expert. He's
not still an expert.
Yes. He's not like an action hero. He's a guy who's kind of like... It's supposed to be Die Hard, but he's not a cop. Right?
Yeah.
Die Hard was a cop and he knew how to use a gun. This guy's just a climber who's, you know, in top physical shape as Stallone always is.
He was doing... he's obviously always is. Still is.
he's hanging out to like mountains like with one hand.
The problem was, I think I've said this a while ago about this movie, you know, the models he was dating at the time weren't happy because his hands were getting all calloused up from climbing the mountain. Yeah, so he's like, we gotta get this movie over with because I gotta pump. So, that's what he said. But, you know, the crazy part about it was a sneak preview of the movie went out and the rabbit, like in the beginning or whatever, was killed.
Yeah.
And Stallone, like, noticed the reaction and was like, this can't happen. They're like, we don't have any more money. Put about $100,000 of his own money to reshoot the thing so the rabbit could live. Yeah.
It's when you know you're rich.
It's just when you know you're great.
Yeah.
All right. The number two, It's going to Rambo, specifically Rambo 2, in this case, with $353 million dollars adjusted. Remember that we don't do... We only pick one movie for a franchise.
This would have been all Rocky and Rambo.
Rambo 2 was just... it was great. But Rambo 1 First Blood is probably in my top five as well. That doesn't leave either. It's so good.
First Blood is a better film. Rambo 2 is the action blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the first one's more of like a drama, like psychological thriller with some action.
Mm-hmm.
Rambo 2 is straight up USA, I'm going to blow you up with a bow and arrow.
Yeah, Cole. Cole was pretty cute, too.
Yeah. I mean, and it was actually nominated, I believe, for sound design and editing. The editing in this movie is, like, I think one of the first great, like, edited action movies, maybe besides, like, Road Warrior stuff, mm-hmm. but, like, movies like Commando and all these other films that follow, like, this is the one that started it all. The one-man army started mm-hmm. with Rambo 2.
I think the regular, you know, the Rambo, obviously First Blood itself, you know, Stallone didn't like the cut, and he tried to buy the mm-hmm. whole film back, so he couldn't.
The
so
first
he
Rambo.
It, yeah, so he threw it in the garbage. But, you know, he was talking about the first Rambo.
I don't know if I trust his, like, besides, obviously, him getting Rocky made, he had some, like, very...
Oh, Rambo.
Negative opinions about movies before they're released, it seems.
Who, Stallone?
Oh. Yes.
Well, he's the best.
I feel like every time he's about to come out with a movie, he like kind of like bashes it a little bit.
It's a reverse psychology. But you know what? No, sorry, Jason.
Go ahead.
It's the first... Rambo is the first non-Rocky movie to bomb. Well, not to bomb. That Stallone did. It arguably saved his career.
Oh, yeah. Because if you start doing films like Fist and
they were bad.
Paradise Alley... Mm-hmm. And I think Nighthawks might have been before that, too, but...
And you know another part of Rambo? The bridge that he walks over mm-hmm. was also used in 1989's Where No Angels.
Amazing movie.
Yeah, another
I didn't know. That's amazing news.
It's good stuff.
So, yeah, Rambo, and obviously wouldn't know what number one's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if you haven't guessed it, is Rocky, mm-hmm. bringing in $459 million adjusted.
That, for you kids out there, that's Dark Knight money.
Yes.
That is Dark Knight, Heath Ledger, Christian Bale kind of money.
It took the world by storm.
Yes, not just America, the world.
It transcended movie making. I say this, it's not the best sports movie of all time. It's the best movie of all time. It's over $1 billion worldwide, the whole series. No sport movie can even come close to that.
No sport movie can even close to just the first Rocky.
This guy has created, not even arguably... the best movie character of all time. There's no question about it. I mean, seven movies. Who else did seven movies?
I'm not saying that. Like, I don't care about how many numbers you have.
You see,
one of the characters carried. This is what I think. It's one of the only characters we've seen from like 30 to this
mm-hmm.
age.
Mm-hmm.
Harry Potter went over from like, you know, he did go for quite a long time. But
that's a long one.
But to go from like 30 to like, what, he's now 60 something?
69.
He's like 69. Like, to see somebody age in their whole life, it's like Boyhood.
This is a 40-year span of sequels.
I'm not saying it's not a feat, but I do not put it as my number one in all the categories you do.
You should, Robert. But anyway, what happened is, when he was punching the meat, he was punching it so hard that his knuckles flattened out, and they've been flattened out forever.
Yeah.
They never got back to like where they were, so you won't see this. He's just flat-knuckled.
Yeah.
Probably good for the chicks.
There's also rumors that the relatives of the cow that were still living felt it.
Yeah, they did.
He hit
they
that did. Hard.
He gave like a bunch of cows mad cow disease.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just by punching it.
I believe you.
Yeah, another real
This is my face of absolute belief.
They were shooting on such a low budget.
Yeah, it was very low budget.
That, you know, there's a lot of people in the scenes, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. So Paulie was walking down the street drunk, and some homeless guy comes out of nowhere drunk. And he's like, you're not acting drunk enough. And he, like, showed Paulie how to walk drunk. And Paulie was like, I guess Alvishan's like, yeah, let's roll with it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm sure we could come up with Rocky stories for days with the two of you on board. But let's move on to what I think you've been waiting to talk about.
One more thing.
One more.
Just one
more. Okay. One more.
Okay, one more. So, Adrienne, you know, I mean, whatever, who you are today, Tiger Shire.
Thanks.
You know, she took the 7,500, like, SAG minimum or whatever it is. She admired Stallone and the story he created.
Uh-huh.
This is her quote. He calls himself an intellectual caveman, she said. I think he sort of fancies himself as Stanley Kowalski. But oh boy, is he a creative, sympathetic person.
Did you know that his idol, I know something about Sylvester Stallone, his idol is Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, it is, because he's a painter as well.
And Edgar Allan Poe. He's a huge Edgar Allan Poe fan. Yes. He tried making a film about him in the early 2000s that never quite got off.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his childhood hero was George Reeves, the guy who played Hercules.
That's true.
Old school films.
Yes.
There you go.
He was actually, you know, at one point, I think, I forget what it was, on some kind of cable network, he was asked to, you know, pinpoint all the Rockies from 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Rocky, he said that 5 was a 0. But he said Rocky 1 was a perfect 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I agree with him.
I think we do too.
All right, let's get into upcoming films then. Do you want me to start or end with Creed?
What do you think?
I think we should start with it.
Start with it. Right. Let's go right into it.
Yeah. So Creed is going to be coming out in over 3,000 theaters. I don't know if it has actually a lot of buzz or it's just I've heard the two of you for the past like
no,
ever.
The buzz is real.
The buzz is real.
The buzz is real.
It's the real
hype
deal.
Is real.
Yes.
It is already getting some Oscar
first words.
Stallone's going to win. Well, he's definitely be nominated for Best Supporting Actor, no question about
yeah.
it. I mean, this guy just is... this is humanity levels of this movie. They should show this movie to people like over there are bombing shit. So
we're not getting into that
anymore.
In combination with Rocky.
But no, here it is.
So let's talk about
that.
When
you watch this movie, and after it's over, it's such a feel-good thing. He has... you know, cornered the market on feel-good movies. We were in the theater. People were laughing, mm-hmm. clapping,
cheering.
Crying, cheering. They don't do that in any movies. That's he's not in. He does any movie he is in, this is what happens. you get out of there and you want to run yeah. a marathon.
Now, we were at the premiere, so obviously we're with everyone that made the movie was there. People that are in the movie are in the theater. But I've heard stories from other critics who say, when you usually go see a critic screening, everyone's very professional,
mm-hmm.
sits down, you don't hear any noise. I've heard from several critics that people were cheering, clapping, things that usually never happen in a critic-type screening.
The amount of
electricity
was unbelievable.
And I will say, I think Stallone will get nominated for
it. Yeah.
But I can't say he's going to win it yet.
No.
Only because it's so early.
Yes.
Okay. How does the story hold up? How does the rest of the film hold up?
It's very interesting. Now, this is... everyone's wondering, is this Rocky 7? It is and it isn't. This, mm-hmm. And this, it really does a real good job of like writing that line of not, of being its own thing.
Okay.
But with the same structure as like of a Rocky movie, especially
right.
the first film.
Absolutely.
So while it rides that line, it literally there's times you're thinking, okay, this isn't part in Rocky where this would happen. And they don't, they'll tint like they're going to go there and they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's certain things where you're like, oh, and here's another thing. I was really curious, were they going to use the Rocky, like straight up Rocky music? Kind of
okay.
fly now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't be, and I think that was smart because they don't want this to be a Rocky movie. They want it to be a Creed movie, but you do hear chords, like the uh-huh. small
chords.
Samples of mm-hmm. the original soundtrack. When you hear it, you're like, ooh.
You get so, it's pumped up. Everybody there, I played basketball the next day.
Do
I was,
you
like,
think that
up.
This movie is only for Rocky fans?
No way.
No. I think Michael B. Jordan gives such a good performance.
Okay.
I think the direction is very good. I think it's a very personal, heartfelt story, just like the original Rocky.
Okay, so is it like
the father and son thing? It's you
yeah,
know,
it's,
uncle.
Is it like
great.
A four-quadrant movie?
I think it could be. I think
I can see taking the family. Like, little kids, maybe no, because, I mean,
right.
they might like the boxing. I just
so
don't
family,
know.
Family, if you have, like, older than 13-year-olds.
Yes.
Every Rocky fan is going to see this.
Yeah, and
but
they're going to like
they
it.
But I think they did a delicate balance of, you know, bringing, like, the young urban crowd in as well. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of hip-hop music. There's people on, you know, motorcycles doing wheelies, all kinds
mm-hmm.
of really cool things. I think Coogler put his spin on it. But I think Stallone definitely had a lot of, you know, input as well, directorial-wise. He is just, in this movie, he is honestly really funny.
Yeah. Also, people asked me, like, can you not see any of the Rocky movies and go in and watch it? And I believe you could.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
Could still,
it's a standalone film.
You could really enjoy the hell out of it and get everything. But there are so many little hints to the other movies that if you are a Rocky fan, you're going to love it. If
mm-hmm.
you're not, you're still going to get...
Okay.
Please ask.
We do have other movies
well,
to talk about.
Definitely tell
do you have a clue, any type of
I think it's gonna,
final
I,
thought
I
on
think
Creed.
It's fantastic. It's both the schmoes gave it 5 for 5. That's
yep.
that's unprecedented. It's the longest Rocky movie in this series at 2 minutes.
Two hours and 12 minutes. Yep.
But that's just the length of things now.
Like I said, you could tell Coogler is a real Rocky fan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything was done properly. The fighting is real. Some people in the theater, when Michael B. Jordan was getting punched, like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah.
It looked real. I mean, they might have been using light gloves, but it was big, heavy punching.
He
the
also,
story's great. It's a very touching scene.
The camera work is very good at certain points. There's a boxing match which almost goes uncut. like for like 5 minutes, and you're like, wait, is this not cutting right now? Mm-hmm. Like, this is amazing, because boxing is one of the hardest things to film, because every angle. Yeah, it's all about the angles. And mm-hmm. I will also say that I think, I don't know about Best Picture again either. I think I'm really curious to see. No, the critics are loving
unfortunately
it.
Unfortunately not.
I don't know. Yeah, I think
it's too good of a feel-good movie to be a Best Picture.
That's what I'm worried about.
You guys, I'm sure we'll find more time to talk about this. But we need to also talk about Pixar coming out with The Good mm-hmm. Dinosaur. Mm-hmm. Pixar normally take almost always takes the number mm-hmm. one spot at the box office when they come out with a movie. Mm-hmm. Good Dinosaur has been getting quite a bit of buzz.
Yeah.
It's coming out in over 3,500 theaters.
It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's the first time Pixar has ever put two movies out in 1 year.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, except for John Carter.
That doesn't count.
Well, here, mm-hmm. well Pixar fully funded John Carter, but Disney was like, Pixar was like, we don't want to tarnish our reputation here, so Disney took the hit.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't think that's really going to. I don't think it's going to affect the numbers. Yeah,
no,
I think it's
going to.
Well, Jurassic World made it.
Inside Out was fantastic. It's Pixar. They don't lose.
Yeah, I feel like you think Dinosaurs right now is going to automatically give you a bunch of money.
Yeah.
There's a small kid in the movie, the human, who's mm-hmm. like loses his family or he's alone.
Mm-hmm.
Much like Adonis Creed's father has left him mm-hmm. before he was born.
Sure.
And, okay, another.
And
they use cryometrics on that.
The funny thing is, I went to Disney D23 2 years ago, and they did a whole like preview of this movie, and it had a completely different storyline. And apparently they fired the directors not long after that and totally retooled the movie for Good Dinosaur.
Wow.
Crazy.
So it's gone through a lot of development hell.
Also coming out nationwide is Victor Frankenstein. Mm. This is with Daniel Radcliffe and
McAvoy, maybe?
McAvoy, no. Yep. Yeah. James McAvoy. So it looks stupid.
It's all I'm going to say. About, it's Victor Frankenstein mm-hmm. is Frankenstein's gay barber.
It looks like cut, the same. So it looks like the exact same color scheme and like filters as Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, it does have that slow motion
it has
stuff.
Like, it looks like it's going to be that feeling. I just don't think it's going to be as... People aren't going to like it as much.
Listen,
it's
just gay barber.
If you're going up to the theater and you're walking up to that box office...
And you're looking at Creed.
And you're about to say, give me one for Victor. I want you to stop halfway and say, give me one for Creed.
They should say, give me one for Victor Ree.
Yeah, if you see one... If you see Victor instead of Creed, there's something wrong.
Yeah,
there's something wrong going on.
Yeah, listen, if you want to see a great movie, go see Creed. You know, people you hate, you'll love again. It's just,
we
it's
have,
that good.
I think of the four we're talking about, we have Creed, Good Dinosaur, Victor Frankenstein, and The Danish Girl mm-hmm. also coming out. You've got some good options. Danish Girl's only coming out in four theaters.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to do pretty similar to how mm-hmm. Carol did. It's gotten a lot of buzz, and we'll see when both of those go wide.
There's also a movie called Fat coming out, just F-A-T.
That's not on my list.
That's not,
It's not on my list to talk
about. So The Danish Girl's with Eddie Redmayne coming off his Oscar win for Theory mm-hmm. of Everything.
Coming off like 8 months ago, whatever it was, when there was a standing ovation at all the festival runs.
He plays a straight guy, right?
He plays a straight guy who turns and wants a sex change, just like Caitlyn Jenner, kind of deal.
Oh, so he's a transgender.
But it happens in the old days, like
it's
the first
a period movie.
Ever.
Does he get?
So
does he get? Does he tuck, or does he get the operation?
I think it's about
I
the operation.
I think it's about one of like the first operations ever done.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Or it was at least in a time when it wasn't a surgery that surgeons were familiar or comfortable
one,
with.
I watched one of those live the one time on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting stuff. It was it's not for everybody.
I don't think that it's going to be that detailed in the
what's
movie.
Interesting about it is like it's like she's. Supporting like his wife is like supporting him throughout it, so it's kind of a love story. Is that
it? So I haven't seen the movie. How the trailer mm-hmm. seems to portray it mm-hmm. is that she more or less suggests the initial wearing of women's clothing for mm-hmm. him, but it's supposed to be a joke or something. Okay. I don't know what the reference is. I think they're either going to a party or he's like posing for a portrait or
gotcha.
But he puts on women's clothing with her permission. Yeah. They do it together while he's wearing this clothing. It seems that he has the revelation that this is more him than his
gotcha.
Actual self.
That's why I never put on women's clothes.
So it's not really a love story.
Everybody wants
no,
that.
I think that there's the love that they did love each other. And I think through it, it's like she has an interesting role in either how it affects her or the sport of their relationship. I haven't seen it yet.
That's interesting because there is actually a really good love story in Creed with Michael B. Jordan and Teresa.
Is that the whole point that you brought that up? Is that the whole reason you asked that question?
We met her at the after party. Super nice girl. Like,
super great girl.
You know, totally talked to us for a while.
She loved the mug.
She loved the mug. And she does a really good job as, you know, playing love interest for Michael B. Jordan in this movie.
Right. Well, the backstory about the mug was, Christian, just real side, real quickly, was he brought it to Philadelphia.
You've already told this story.
Yeah, but I know. But that's why when I went to all these guys at the party, they were like, oh, my God.
It was like an icebreaker to all of them.
So Coogler's around a bunch of guys. I put the mug right in his face, and he, like, ran over and hugged me. And then he just let everybody else, yeah, by the way.
All right.
I shook Ryan Coogler's hand.
So these are the movies that we are talking about.
Predictions?
Time to get into predictions. That is true. Who started last week? Let's see.
I did, but I'll start again.
Okay.
First thing, Stallone in all of his movies has 539 kills. That is 25 more than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Thank you.
Okay.
That is true.
Yeah. He's only died in three
movies.
I
learned so much in the past hour.
He's only died in three movies. Fist, Death Race, and Capone. That's it.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Again.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do here. As much as I want to put Creed number one, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Just because people are dumb. And there's kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Idiots. Good Dinosaur, number one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it beats Hunger Games. I think Dinosaur could do 80.
Mm-hmm.
Hunger Games would probably do like 60, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hunger Games, number two. Creed, number three. I think Creed is going to do, and we're only doing 3 days here, not five, right?
Yeah, just 3 days.
Okay, I think Creed is going to do for the 5 days probably $40 million, and that's a big win. You could probably see it doing 25 to 30. Over the 3 days, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a tough one because I thought The Night Before was going to do a hell of a lot more money than this, and I had my list prepared before that. I'm going to have to go Spectre at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go Spectre at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like you skipped one. Yeah. I feel like you only named four movies.
Yeah.
Oh, Good Dinosaur, Hunger Games,
Creed.
Spectre.
Oh, yeah. And,
do you want me to give you your options?
I guess Peanuts.
Peanuts? Okay, yeah. Cool.
Okay.
I'll go. Again, I wish Creed was number one. If there's any justice in this world, it will be.
Yes.
Number one is going to be, obviously, I'm with you, Good Dinosaur. Hunger Games is going to drop off because the movie's not as good as the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
So number two is Hunger Games. Number three, I will go Creed, of course. I think it's going to closer to 50 to 55 for the 5 day.
Oh, if he does that, you'll hear Stallone yell from his house.
Yeah, I think he's going to make $10 million a day. Spectre. So, yeah, then I guess I'll have to go Spectre. No, you know what? I'm going to go Peanuts.
Okay.
It's only $2 million difference right now.
Yeah,
I think Spectre's
Dinosaur is going to smack that, though. Bury it.
Let him do what he wants to do.
Okay. I'm going to go Peanuts and Spectre.
Okay.
And I don't think Victor Frankenstein's going to do garbage.
No, I don't even have
it. I don't think it's going to do anything either, but I don't think it has to do much.
I seen Daniel Radcliffe the other day. He was moving his arm in a 360 motion. It was like no elbow or something.
Good Dinosaur, then Hunger Games, then, yes, Creed, then I'll give it to Spectre. And I'm going to throw Victor Frankenstein in the mix.
Okay.
It only needs to get like $5 million.
It's not going to get five.
It could.
It might get more. I don't know. You don't think Spectre's going to make $5 million?
Mm-hmm.
Spectre's going to do 10.
I put Spectre over it.
And what did you throw five?
Victor Frankenstein.
You think?
I threw Peanuts out.
Okay.
She thinks Peanuts is going to make Peanuts.
Yeah. Okay. No, you might be right, Sarah. You're better than me lately.
All right.
Who knows? Who knows?
So that's it.
But that is the show. I think we have time for one caller. You learned more about Stallone.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's like I say, once again, go see Creed.
Thanks for calling Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hi, this is Chris Osterman.
Chris Osterman, how are you?
No talk, brother. How you been?
Go see Creed.
That is the message of the show today. We're not really talking about the box office. We're more of just advertising Creed.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm very excited to see it.
Mm-hmm. Didn't you say you had a drawing going or something like that? Are you doing something?
Yeah, I am. I started one about a month ago, and then I was up one night, and I spilled whiskey all over the paper, and I was like,
that's done with this.
I just started another one last night. Hopefully I can get it up on Twitter soon.
Yes, man.
Awesome.
That'll be great. I hope it makes everybody look good. Especially Sarah.
I'm trying to find a picture of Sarah's lipstick from last week so I can really accentuate that aspect.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, do you have a question for us? Do you want to do a top five this week?
Yeah, I was just going to do a top five. I haven't done one in a little while.
Sweet.
So
yeah, throw it out there.
I'm going to do number one. The Good Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Any idea where you think what you think it's making?
Oh man, I think it's going to do pretty well just because of all the hype from Inside Out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think a lot of people mm-hmm. just are like True. Really looking for another hit like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 90 million.
That's a fair guess.
That's a fair guess indeed. Yeah.
I got like 80, 82.
It'll be somewhere between 70 and 90 probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where all of their Pixar's typically hit.
Yep.
That's true.
Number two?
Number two, I'm actually going to go with Creed.
Nice.
I
think,
you know he what? Has so much more faith than
I
the two of
right.
you. What were I you doing right. as fans? I was expecting that from you.
I probably should have did it.
Well, I think that Creed's just getting a lot of hype where I've heard just negative things about Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. True.
I think that's going to affect it.
You might be right. I mean, Creed could do 60. It could knock it off.
True.
The thing is, if Creed does come in second and neither of you mm-hmm. put it there, I'm going to laugh so hard.
If Creed finishes second.
I'll be dancing and celebrating.
I'm going to wear a white pair
I'm
of sweatpants.
I never want to be more wrong in my life.
Yeah.
See, you have to put your heart in it. Sometimes you just have to, you know,
Creed
say
finishes
it.
First. I'm going to come in naked next week.
Creed finishes first. I will not be coming in anymore.
Or just a pair of sweatpants with no fronts.
All right. So you have Creed number two.
If Creed's number one, we will do a three-person play and act out the entire film of Rocky.
Absolutely.
No. I already got on board for this. I got on board for the whole Rocky thing. You two fail. What is your number three, Chris?
Number three, Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Number four, Spectre.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And number five, tough. I didn't really put much thought into this before I called it. I really should have.
It's tough. The Gay Barber.
Your options are
Peanuts.
Your options are Peanuts,
Victor,
The Night Before, and Victor Frankenstein. Most likely one of those three. It could be something.
I'm going to say The Night Before.
All right.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I like that movie.
A little bit of holiday jump.
Yeah.
It's going to stick around The Night Before.
I hope so.
Sounds good. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling. We look forward to seeing mm-hmm. this picture soon.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, dude.
And
yeah.
we have to start wrapping up.
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
So,
last thing I want to say is we met the real life Carl Weathers, the mm-hmm. Apollo Creed. We took a picture. It's got over almost 1,000 likes on the Schmoville page.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite thing of the whole night. Because, I mean, yes, it was nice to meet Ryan Coogler, Michael B. Jordan, but to meet Apollo.
Mm-hmm.
Who I've been watching since I was a little kid
mm-hmm.
was an amazing
and he held the mug. He's like, "Where would you make this?" I go, no, I bought it. He's like, "You think there's one of me floating around?" I go, "Should be." You know, should
well,
be. Should he looks be. Great, by the way.
Thank
like
you all for watching
us
here at Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. This week, it should have probably been renamed Go See Creed. We should probably title that mm-hmm. on our YouTube as the title of this show. We will be back next week. Mm-hmm. Even though it's Thanksgiving, we will be here.
I'm going to cook a turkey for everybody.
You've got a lot of plans to do by next week.
I got
a lot of stuff.
No, I got the sweatpants at home already.
But so thank you, as always, for chatting with us.
Yeah.
For being supportive.
Creed.
Yeah, being supportive.
If you want their friendship, just say you love Creed.
Look, you guys are watching the best show on YouTube right here.
Vote.
That's obvious.
Unless Creed was a show.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well,
vote with your dollar, people. Go see Creed.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Bob Finstock.
At Schmoes JTE.
At Sarah underscore Stratton. There we go.
Underscore.
Dun, see dun, you all
dun,
later.
Dun, 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 dun.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.